sign. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news. When this fella came on the TV, he said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good-timing man. Set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good timing man.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 55 million people in the plains and south are under threat of severe storms today. That's just after deadly tornadoes and storms blamed for 27 deaths in the region, including 18 in Kentucky. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Residents here have lost so much, like Carol Wells, the home she lived in for 50 years, destroyed. But she says she feels lucky to be alive.
I'm just glad that God let us live another day.
And in Missouri, at least 7 people dead. And in St. Louis, where 5 of those lives were taken, crews are working around the clock to clear debris.
2 people were killed when a Mexican Navy ship appeared to lose power and crash into the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. 19 people were hurt. The FBI is calling an explosion that killed one at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, an intentional act of terrorism. And Pope Leo's installation mass of the Vatican drawing more than 200,000 people, including Vice President Vance. This is ABC News. Israel says peace talk efforts continue in Doha for a deal to release hostages. But at the same time, the IDF continues its offensive across Gaza. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 160 people have been killed since yesterday. The FDA has authorized the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease.
The CDC shows nearly 7 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's disease. The blood test will be for those 55 and older who are already showing symptoms of Alzheimer's, the brain disorder that gradually destroys memory and thinking skills. Health experts say the blood test will help measure signs of two proteins in blood that are linked to dark spots in the brain, known as amyloid plaques, allowing more options instead of the current and expensive brain scans and spinal taps to accurately diagnose Alzheimer's. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Even money favorite journalism came from behind to win horse racing's Preakness Stakes. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot, 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 and sometimes it's like grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr, grrr, grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny Sunday on the way with northeast winds developing, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 40s. On Monday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, highs near 60 and a few showers. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 42 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. Underneath the stars, we are on fire. We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time. Let the world be known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight, 'cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. So baby, let's.
If you don't wanna go, we can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. If the world's been known without us for a while.
It's Brett Young and here tonight, and it's Andrew Jay here with you on your Sunday morning. Great to have you along. Here's Mark Chesta.
I left town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown-up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expected mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Well, my sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize a so familiar face, and I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I sing the same thing I sing. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. No. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heart. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got you
Something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Malone, Morgan Wallen, I had some help. Great to have you here. It is Andrew J, and thank you for making me part of your day today. Clay Walker's coming up, and American Idol's so Carrie Underwood, too.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Fresh, local butcher's meat can be added to any tray. Be sure to ask. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Time.
just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
This morning we are in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. So if you have a copy of God's Word, we'd like to encourage you to turn to this book of the Bible, Luke chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading with verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Father, thank you for the word of God. We thank you for allowing us to be part of Jesus' travels and see how he interacted with people that loved him and served him. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to interact with you in a godly fashion and learn from these that have been used of you, for your divine record is perfect. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. The title of our study here, as you can see from the top of our sheet here, is Showing Our Devotion to Christ. And once we do get saved, we want to dedicate ourselves to Jesus Christ. And for women, it doesn't mean you go off to a convent. And for fellows, it doesn't mean you go off to a monastery. But we recognize that life is an opportunity for each of us to express our devotion to our Lord every day. Now, this is especially exemplified by two sisters. You have read about them before, and I have as well, Martha and Mary. And they teach us two lessons about serving our Lord. They teach us two lessons about devoting ourselves to our Lord, and how can we best do that? So in our outline, first of all, we have Martha's example in verse 40 and verse 41. And the Bible tells us that it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. Now, why isn't Luke more specific? I mean, he's a brilliant individual. He's a physician. He could have put down the name. It was Bethany. Well, he was writing for an individual that he was discipling, a man by the name of Theophilus, who probably lived in Rome, over 1,000 miles away. And that's just an added detail that Theophilus did not need to worry about. And we're told elsewhere in John that the village was Bethany, which means house of figs. It was located on the east side of the Mount of Olives. And but he didn't have to know that. It was a certain village. But it was a certain village that God's Son wanted to visit. And again, we see the sovereignty of God, and we see the purpose of God in each detail of our life here. And the time is probably October, November of AD 29. And this event is recorded only in the Gospel of Luke. Now, the name Martha is an Aramaic name that means mistress. It means a female head of a household. And she may have been a widow, since there is no mention of her husband. And Luke describes the place, it says here, her house, in verse 38. And we also surmise that Martha was probably the oldest of the two sisters, because she is mentioned first. And she is evidently a believer in the Lord. When she came to know the Lord, we're not told. But the Bible tells us she calls him Lord. Now, so we have Martha's example here. First of all, it's personal. She invites him into her house. And he is there and warmly received. And we might say that Jesus now had been ministering for some 3.5 years. You know, for her to do this was a dangerous act. Do you remember that the man that was born blind, that was healed by Jesus, you know, when confronted by the Pharisees and Sadducees, they had already decided amongst themselves that, you know, if any man starts following Jesus, cross his name off the membership roster in the synagogue. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So this was a dangerous thing for her to open her house up. And not only to open her house up, but it was to prepare a meal for him and to receive him warmly. And there are verses in our Bible, especially in the New Testament, that talk about hospitality and how essential that is as believers, especially as we extend that toward fellow believers. And we know from our reading in the Old Testament how important hospitality was important in the Near East. So she had her Martha's example is personal. It is practical. Come on in, Jesus. And undoubtedly some of his disciples were with him. And she puts herself out in seeking to be a good host to him. Now, the Bible does tell us right here in verse 40 that she went over the line as she prepped for the meal for Jesus here, because there are three words that are used to describe what happened to it. And it's not only practical, but third, Martha's example is punishing. Why did you choose that? Well, one, because it begins with a P and it's alliterated. But also because it's true. Now, there are three words to describe what happened here to Martha. Number one, Jesus said in verse 40 and verse 41, he said that one, she was cumbered about. And the English word cumbered about means to load up or to burden. And literally, it means, paraspao, it means to drag around. And her sense of responsibility and her sense of obligation to the Lord went south. Because instead of it being a delight, it began to drag her around as she was trying to take care of this and as she's trying to take care of that. And as she was trying to be the perfect hostess with the mostest. And then the Bible says in verse 41, as Jesus speaks to her, that Martha, thou art careful. And the word careful means to vide. And it means to be pulled in different directions. She was being dragged around. And then she was being pulled in different directions by what she perceived was expected of a good host. And the word careful, it says a lot. And then the third word that is used right here is troubled. And it means to make muddy, to make cloudy. It's like a pond that is stirred up. The sediment in the pond is stirred up. And so you're cumbered about, and then you become careful or divided. And then things get muddy inside, in your soul and in your spirit, and you start doing things and you start saying things that are not right. And what happens right here? It says in verse 40, Martha was cumbered about, much serving, came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bitter, therefore, that she lost me. Now, you might disagree with me, but Martha lost it. She went over the edge. And in her concern to really be the best, it turned out to be the worst. Now, why do we say that? We say that because, number one, she implied that Jesus didn't notice what was going on. Jesus always sees what's happening. Number two, she implied that Jesus did not care about what was happening to her in the kitchen as she was fixing the meal and preparing everything. And perhaps she was even saying that, Jesus, you favor Mary more than you do me. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. Something good that you had planned turns out to be, oh, it's a horrible mistake. And that's what happened. And we have a sin nature. And we have an intellect that is darkened. And things can get twisted very quickly. And that's what happened here with this godly woman, Martha. And she even accuses Jesus of not being sensitive to her. I don't know if you can identify with that. I've been there, done that. It's a horrible feeling afterwards. But you go from serving the Lord in the Spirit to serving the Lord in the flesh. How can that be? It happens if we don't watch our heart, right? And if we don't keep the big picture in perspective. So we have right here Martha's example of one way to serve the Lord. And it turned out, it moved from being a blessing to being a burden for her. And what started out very good escalated into something very regretful. So what happened? Well, we have Mary's example here. Roman numeral number 2, Mary's example, verse 39. It says, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary is the one that appears here in this text. Then she's going to appear at the tomb of her brother Lazarus a couple months later in John chapter 11. And then in Matthew chapter 26, perhaps 6 days before the Passover, we see her once again. And this time she anoints Jesus' head with that very, very precious ointment, the spikenard. So she is there in the house with her sister, lives probably with her sister there. But what a contrast between Mary's approach to serving the Lord and Martha's approach to serving the Lord. It says here in verse 11, what was she doing? She was sitting at Jesus' feet. Now that is a description of a disciple. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 22 that Paul is represented as having growing up at the feet of Gamaliel. Remember that great, great teacher in Israel. I mean, Saul of Tarsus had a wonderful start spiritually. The Bible tells us when in Luke chapter 8, when Jesus had cast out a legion of demons from the maniac of Gadara, the people from the town rushed out. They heard about this. And they saw the man, what? Sitting at the feet of Jesus. And he was clothed and he was in his right mind. So she's here now. She's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And a position in, of submissiveness. And it's quieting. Now, in the midst of hustle and bustle, in the midst of schedules and frantic things that need to be done, we can have that quiet in our heart. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46 tells us. But it's a challenge. It goes back to John 15:5, abiding in the vine, doesn't it? It's not always easy in the circumstances. It's quieting, though. On the one hand, we have Martha that is very hurried, almost frantic, if you would. And Mary is a picture of peace and calm. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. So she is there. And the Bible tells us here that she is listening to Jesus. And it says in verse 39, she sat at Jesus' feet and he heard his word. The verb there is in the imperfect tense. It means that she kept hearing. She was continually listening to what he had to say. First Thessalonians 2:13, Paul writes the believers, "When you received the word of God, which you heard of me, you received it not as the word of man, but as it was in truth the word of God." John 8:47 says, "He that is of God heareth God's words." Luke 8:21 says, as Jesus was interrupted as he was speaking, and some people came in and said, "Hey, Jesus, your mom and your siblings are outside." And Jesus looked around at those that were listening to him, and he said this. He says, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." So she was seated as a disciple, and she was listening to the word of God as it was coming forth from the Savior's lips. Don Whitney, in his book, Spiritual Disciplines for the Christian Life, wrote this: "No spiritual discipline is more important than the intake of God's word. Nothing can substitute for it. There is simply no healthy Christian life apart from a diet of the milk and meat of Scripture. The reasons for this are obvious. In the Bible, God tells us about himself, and especially about Jesus Christ, the incarnation of God. The Bible unfolds the law of God to us and shows us how we've all broken it. There we learn how Christ died as sinless, willing substitute for breakers of God's law, and how we must repent and believe in him to be right with God. In the Bible, we learn the ways and the will of the Lord. We find in Scripture how to live in a way that is pleasing to God as well as best and most fulfilling for ourselves. None of this eternally essential information can be found anywhere else except in the Bible. Therefore, if we would know God and be godly, we must know the Word of God intimately." So here we have Mary's example. And it is quieting, peaceful. She's able to maintain that calm inside in the midst of a storm. Second of all, Mary's example is refreshing. It is refreshing. Do you remember in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Okay. I think it's the day after Pentecost. Peter and John are in the temple. They're teaching. And a crowd gathers around. And this is a key truth that thunders forth from their lips. It says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." It's probably one of your favorite verses. I know it is mine as well. Mary, however, her time with the Lord was not only quieting, but it was refreshing. It was refreshing. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when or so as the times of the Lord refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." That for conversion, yes, your soul is renewed, it is refreshed, yes, but also you turn to the word convert means to turn, and it can mean to turn in fellowship to God as well. To turn in fellowship to God. So we turn in fellowship to God, i.e., just as Mary did, turning in fellowship to God, and that times of refreshing comes. It's an interesting word, the verb refreshing, anaopsis, and it literally means to recover your breath. Refreshing. It means to recover your breath. And so we get out of breath spiritually as we go through this world. We're running a race. We're running a marathon. And we need to pause, and we need to stop, and we need to catch our breath. And that's what that word refreshing, how it's translated. And so when you take time to read your Bible, you take time to catch your breath spiritually. So you can get back on the track and do whatever God has for you to do. Do whatever God wants us to do. There's a saying in the infantry that goes like this: never neglect an opportunity to reload, rearm, and regroup. How wonderful that is. I think there's an application there for us too. Never neglect an opportunity to reload, rearm, and regroup. That's what we do when we get alone with the Lord, isn't it? It is. It is. It is. So she's listening to Jesus' words, quieting, refreshing. And then number three, and we have here, is that Mary's example, it is what Jesus wants most. It is what Jesus wants most. There's one thing that we truly need in life, and that is Christ. There's one thing that we truly need in this life, and that is fellowship with our Creator. Mary caught that. Martha missed it. You know, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light, my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Mary got it. David got it. 1 Samuel 13:14. David was a man after what? God's own heart. He pursued the heart of God. And that's what Mary was doing right here. Pursuing the heart of God. And Jesus says in verse 42, but one thing is needful. And my friends, when we get all done with everything, one thing is needful, and that is our walk with God, our relationship to God. One thing is needful. It is Jesus Christ and our fellowship with him. And he wants us for himself. He wants our attention. He wants our affection. And he wants our devotion. And Jesus says, Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Martha was distracted, but Mary was not. And the Bible tells us, in verse 35 of Romans chapter 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Disease won't steal this from us. Death won't take it from us. Fire won't consume it from us. It's ours. It's eternally ours. And God wants us to enjoy it. So, two ways are set forth here for serving our Lord. Martha's example and Mary's example. And I think we've been around long enough to understand that our love for Christ can quickly become derailed by the world, by the devil, and even by our own flesh. Do you know the wonderful thing is, 5 minutes later, 6 days before the cross, Mary is in the house of a neighbor, a man by the name of Simon the leper. His name was Simon. A lot of people in Israel in the first century were called Simon. He was a man that had been healed of leprosy. He lived there in Bethany, Mary and Martha's neighborhood. Mary is there, Jesus is there, and the disciples are there. Do you remember what happens? Mary takes this jar, this alabaster jar of precious ointment, spikenard, worth a whole year's wage, and she breaks it. Matthew says she takes the ointment and pours it on the head of Jesus. John says she takes the ointment and pours it on the feet of Jesus. They said, which is right? They're both right. She did everything. And then she wipes the hair of Jesus with her feet. She says, I don't care what they think. I've got to do this. I love him. And you and I know that there were Marthas in that room. What'd they say? No, save this. We should sell this for the poor. Mary's love for the Lord only intensified over the next 5 months of her life. She refused to be distracted by those that are saying, Mary, you're going overboard. And again, Jesus stopped the Marthas and said, oh, she's done this for my burial. And this, wherever my life story will be told, will be remembered. And she will be remembered because of this act. Now, people have said, we can't have a church full of Marys, and we can't have a church full of Marthas. We need to have both. And Warren Wiersbe comes back and says, we need to be a combination of both, a Mary and a mother, a Martha. And then we find that balance where we can enjoy the fellowship of the Lord and express our devotion to him. Father in heaven, thank you for your wonderful word. We love you. We need you. And Lord, thank you for Martha. She meant well. But like so many of us, Lord, we don't always do well. Thank you for Mary's tenacity, Lord, to put you first. And may her tenacity be ours. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555, 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand. It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRD.